A magnifying glass might come in handy for today's geoquiz, not to mention a reverse osmosis machine. We're looking for an island nation that's just a scattering of dots on the map. The country's nine tiny islands are located about halfway between Australia and Hawaii in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. Together, they rank as the fourth smallest country in the world. But as small as it is, this place has big problems. There's almost no drinking water. Supplies have all but run out after 5 months of drought, so the government has declared a state of emergency. New Zealand and Australia are mobilizing to help. You could help, too, if you happen to have a spare desalination plant lying around. That's where the reverse osmosis machine I mentioned would come in handy. We'll hear more about this country's water crisis in a minute, but first, name the island nation. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. For our geoquiz today, we're looking for a South Pacific nation that's declared a state of emergency. The answer is Tuvalu. And the urgent need there this week is for drinking water. Tuvalu declared a state of emergency this week. The neighboring Pacific territory of Tokelau declared a similar water emergency today. To find out what's going on there, we need to turn to a hydroclimatologist. That would be Peter Glick. He's president of the Pacific Institute based in Oakland. Peter, these Pacific island communities have fared well for centuries. Why is there now no drinking water?
First of all, these islands have very little fresh water to begin with. They're completely dependent on very shallow groundwater aquifers that are only recharged by rainfall. They have growing populations and growing demand for water. And increasingly, I'm afraid we're experiencing climate change and rising sea levels that are going to threaten those very little groundwater aquifers. And all of those things together are contributing to a growing water crisis that we see on these Pacific island nations, but frankly, that we may see examples of in other parts of the world as well.
Is it a drought, or is it something that's permanent, do you think?
Well, what's happening is we're certainly seeing a drought. We have what's called a La Nina. That's a regular weather phenomenon that we get around the world. La Nina causes floods and droughts in different parts of the world, and that has led to a tremendous drop in rainfall in the last half a year or more on these little island nations in the Pacific. But we're also seeing climate change that's going to make all of these things worse. We're seeing higher temperatures and changes in precipitation patterns. So it's a combination of natural weather variability and human-caused climate change and a very limited natural water supply.
So what's being done to help these islanders get through the drought in the short term and deal with some of these bigger issues in the long term?
Well, in the short run, it's possible to fly in emergency supplies of water, to fly in temporary desalination facilities, for example, that can desalinate ocean water. Those are very expensive solutions, hugely expensive solutions. But in the long run, I think these islands are in trouble. Their very existence is threatened by rising sea level. It may be a problem that we can't find a solution other than abandonment. And that's something that we're really going to have to deal with in the coming years.
You know, just to the south of Tuvalu is Fiji, and Fiji produces this Fiji brand drinking water.
Yes, how ironic is that? Fiji, of course, is a much bigger island. They get more rain and they have bigger groundwater resources. And on Fiji, some of that groundwater is pumped by this company that bottles it in these little square bottles and ships it all over the world at enormous economic and environmental expense. But ironically, there are populations on Fiji that don't have access to safe drinking water. That's a social and economic problem. It's a little different than this more serious hydroclimatological problem that we see on these much more vulnerable small Pacific islands.
Peter Glick with the Pacific Institute speaking with us about water emergencies on Tokelau and Tuvalu, the answer to our geoquiz today. Peter, very good to speak with you.
Thank you.